Welcome to the blooper reel for Orbital Resonance. This is less a blooper reel and more all of the times when I stopped podficking to comment to the characters in the fic about what they were doing or saying, or when I went on rants about things. So you may not enjoy it, you may. Happy listening. One note about recording the fic itself is that I really, really, really loved this fic. I read it twice, right in a row. So I read it the first time and then I started reading it again and stayed up to like, I don't know, 3 a.m. And ignored everything else I was going to do the weekend of. So I really loved it and I enjoy getting to record it. It was really difficult though, because it's been a really long time since I recorded something this long and it took forever and I got out of practice of doing a lot of recording at one time since I've been doing really short fics lately. So hopefully it worked out. I think the end product is decent, but I'm not sure it quite does the story justice. At least I'm not quite sure it does how much I loved the story justice. Okay, that's it. Enjoy my free talk. Kaner shoves his tongue into the corner of his mouth. They've also picked up four wins, so Kaner can suck his dick. And he will. Just wait. Oh, man. There's way too much of the first half of this fic and not enough of the last. Kaner's dick just keeps getting harder and bigger in his hand. Looking back, he remembers how small Amy's hand and then Rachel's had looked around it, testing the limits of their delicate fingered grip. Could it be that's because you guys hit on the same type of women constantly and it's really, really, really pathetic? Not that there's anything wrong with hitting on those types of women. They are women, they are great. However, if you think those are the only type of women worth hitting on, you are a sexist douchebag raised in a misogynist culture. This is embarrassing.
Kaner cracks up into Johnny's pillow. It's true, though. Girls have a hard time getting the rhythm and the pressure right. Both times, Kaner took him apart in no time at all.
You guys just aren't sleeping with the right women, but it's okay, I forgive you, as long as you sleep with each other.
Patrick's dexterous.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Classy sharpshooter, Johnny says dryly.
Hey, my lady awaits, Sharpie says. You two clowns ever nail down a woman for more than 2 seconds, you'll understand.
They're gonna nail each other down, Sharpie. Don't you get the memos?
And pulls him down to kiss in Johnny's kitchen. They make out long enough that Johnny's hands creep up Patrick's back and push into his hair, dislodging his hat so that it falls on the floor.
Patrick Kane, baseball caps, OTP.
Backwards baseball caps, OTP. Johnny does not do well with boredom. He ends up making a spreadsheet of all of his DVD and Blu-rays. It's not a completely insane idea, although Patrick would be rolling his eyes right now, giving him shit for being a freak. He's always paranoid he's going to buy something twice. A spreadsheet has been on his to-do list for a long time. Then when that's done, he checks off another to-do list item and starts standardizing all of the information on his music files and iTunes.
Oh, Johnny, you're one of us, aren't you? You're secretly keeping track of everything in a spreadsheet.
I really feel like we're kindred spirits. Except I don't want to bang Patrick Kane, so you're on your own there, buddy.
Mama, move them hips, he shouts, shimmying. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got dick for days. You got ass for weeks. All bad rapping is courtesy of portraying Patrick Kane correctly and is no reflection on my own skills whatsoever. End disclaimer.
Oh my god, I finished. I haven't recorded anything this long since 2011, and I was full of, like, newbie energy and luck back then. And I was also recording while lying in bed using my laptop's internal mic so I could just do it for hours without breaks. But, oh my god, 80K is a lot. Is it actually 80K? 80,589 words. Oh my god, I'm done. The end.